All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Tuesday to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Valeni and Rico show. Michael Stone is still here with us.
Haven't kicked me out yet.
He lingered for another day, folks.
Damn right.
We are happy to have him here.
Slept here, made some breakfast. It was great. No, just.
He's the Caleb Williams of our staff. He just is here.
That's right. Exactly.
What does he do?
We don't know.
He just is eating candy, doing stuff. Stoney's still here? Yeah, yes. He's over there in the corner.
Yeah. All right. You know, walking around, saying hello to some people, and watching some degenerate behavior.
Yeah. Now, it's funny because. Coming up with a, doing the show stuff and pre-show, and I'm sitting there. Stoney mentioned this. But then Stoney, it got funny because I'm actually listening to the conversation that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So let me fill you guys in. So Stoney, David, and I were coming up with the show. Kenny, our very own Kenneth Cott, and Evan Jenkins.
Hitting the Admiral Nelson a little early, if you ask me, if you're doing this stuff.
They're having, like, why are they so focused on this Tigers spring exhibition game?
Because they're playing your Braves.
Right. So I was like, okay, I'm not even following this game. I was like, oh, they're playing the Braves. Okay. So David and I have a conversation on where the Braves play, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, why are they so invested? These two clowns have put money down on the game.
Absolutely.
I didn't even realize you can bet spring training games.
This is a song for Rico, Afternoon Delight, Degenerate Gambling in the Afternoon. They love it. They do it well. Every once in a while, there's some college basketball. Just wait for the conference tournaments. You won't be able to keep this guy under control.
But here's the thing. It's conference tournament. These are teams that like really have something. This is spring training baseball, which basically means when I don't feel like playing anymore – Skip, I'm sitting this one out. I'm done. You have no idea. They're sitting up cheering at bats like, yes, they got a hit. I'm like, it's spring training baseball.
He got this Reese Olson jersey he just ordered because Reese Olson finally had his a good spring training start. Three innings, only gave up, one or two hits? Strikeout four guys now.
Can I give you what the lineup looks like? Maybe there's some starters in here.
Well, I remember yesterday he was excited. He's like, Parker Meadows is starting. I'm like, opening day? No, right now.
I saw that one. Wenciel Perez was batting second.
Wenciel Perez.
Oh, yeah.
Batting second. Zach McKinstry's leads off. Kerry Carpenter, okay. Justin Henry Malloy. Colt Keith. Carson Kelly.
Backup catcher.
Blythe Madris.
Who?
I don't know.
Blythe like the star of like a Twilight show.
No
movie.
Idea. Right. Ryan Vilde. And then Ryan Kreiler, who's probably not going to make the roster.
So at some point, these two decided, let's put money on this. Let's put some money on this game. Kenny.
We got money on golf and later this week, too. I don't even like golf, but I'm watching it now.
Listening to you and Evan was a classic because you two are so into a spring training game that I literally had to stop what I was typing, look over at David. Like, Stoney was right. Like, these two are really into this game. Oh, yeah. Good hit. Good hit. Like, what are we doing here?
Let me ask you this. 248-539-9797. Has there been anything that you wagered on that you kind of felt embarrassed doing it? Because I remember one of the first Las Vegas trips that I went with my college guys. We started betting on the NCAA women's tournament. So we take Connecticut minus 25 in the first half because you knew they were going to be up by 30. And this is, you know, 20 years ago, basically, before there was more parity in women's basketball. And I just, for some reason, you can call it sexist, you can call it whatever you want, I felt dirty betting on women's hoops.
248-539-9797. We've all gambled on something that you're not really that proud of, but you gamble. You don't have to leave your real name if you don't want to.
It's legal. It's okay.
This is like Planet Fitness. It's judgment free, okay?
Yes, exactly.
We're not going to make fun of you because we've all done it. Now, I would not have, I won't do it at work, but there are some times and there are some things that I've bet on that I'm like, man, I can't really believe that I've done this. I want to know. 248-539-9797.
Here's the other thing. Guys, admit it. Guys will bet on anything. Whether it's, I don't know, the size of something, whether it's, you know, flipping of coins, whatever. Guys, you go to a baseball game with a guy, all right, a quarter for every pitch, strike ball. All right, and you keep track. I mean, but no. Not spring training.
Because spring training, it's like exhibition football. Like, you don't even know how long the players are going to be out there. I'm not putting any money down on that. For me, it's a couple things. I mean, one, you can't do a show with Mike. When Mike is on a betting mood, he'll call, hey, got something for you. You listen to Cash a Ticket. Like, Mike goes, going to Vegas with him, It's to the point now where I just, Mike, here's money. You just bet it because I don't even know what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Let me know if we win or not. I fully trust you. He had us, we placed a parlay on some whack basketball this year. The two of us are up until midnight, 12:30, sweating again. It was a parlay between that and some packed Arizona State basketball, because he was like part of the system that's not a system. And I'm sitting there like
pulling for your Frankie Collins, right?
Like, what are we doing watching this game? The other one that I will say, very similar to yours, this is before anybody even knew who she was, because we used to do the gambling segment on this show and they would make fun of me,
right?
But I would put money down on Iowa basketball and UConn basketball, Caitlin Clark points,
right,
and Paige Bucket points.
Oh yeah,
nobody was like, "Oh my God!" I was like, "Guys, this is truly money in the bank." I would do that. I would also do DeAndre Ayton to get a double double when he was a rookie with the Suns. He was Mr. 10 points and 10 rebounds, and it was like a guarantee plus 300 every game. But it wasn't like these two.
No, spring training
baseball.
What's your guilty gambling pleasure? I mean, there are things out there, because it's legal, you can bet on Russian ping pong.
Yeah.
Table tennis in Russia, you can actually bet on.
So what's that one thing that you bet on that you feel a little guilty, a little, I'm a little ashamed, but you may have won money. You may have. Like our very own David Hull. He's got it. He is the king of the WNBA.
They've become disassociated persons.
They need to become disassociated persons. But I have one, and it was when I was in Vegas. Not the last time. I was in Vegas a couple other times for the show. And there was nothing else. And I walked over, and I bet on the Greyhound.
Oh, I love the Greyhounds. They're great. Especially when you watch, if you ever watch dog racing and they follow the rabbit. Here comes Skippy. and they shoot up the rabbit, and then they go boom, and they follow the rabbit.
It was something I had never thought of doing, but I did, and I laugh every time, Rico, you bring up the gray horses, because it was gray dogs racing at the time when I did this.
The greyhounds. How about this? There was once where we got back to the hotel at, like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, Vegas time, and you stumble into the sports book, and there is something on. Horse racing from Australia. And they go the opposite way. Yes.
Really? They do.
Than we do. Yes.
Kind of like the drain.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. And you would just, we wouldn't know who we just bet on numbers.
Yeah. You hang out with Mike long enough, you will bet on some things that you never thought you would bet on because he knows a person. He's got some inside information. It's like, Mike, how do you know this type of stuff? This ain't healthy. But it's still not spring training.
I don't think baseball. Mike would bet on spring training baseball.
To me, it's not my money, but yeah. When I don't know how long somebody's going to play,
yeah.
Then why am I going to do? Because here's what you know what kills you in every sport is try hard guy.
Oh, yeah.
Spring training baseball is nothing but try hard guys trying to make the lineup. And just killing the point spread, the parlay, whatever you have, because they don't care. They're trying to eat.
Especially if it's the ninth inning. Garbage time try hard, yes. Hard guys, even the worst.
Yes. So 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls. Trust me, we won't have to use your real name if you don't want to. We'll get your ticket texts, phone calls next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Show favorite, my boy Chuck sent me a text. Looks like he's placing some bets on the Oscar winners.
That's a good one to do.
The presidential election. And what's the last? Oh, and WrestleMania. So he's got odds on all that. But Evan, want to give you a chance because we were talking about you and Kenny and how excited you two were.
Yeah.
What was the genesis? How did you guys get to betting spring training games?
We tried to bet yesterday's game because it was on TV for the first time, and we got locked out like 2 minutes before. So we just rolled it into today. Get a little action, man.
I mean,
have a little fun.
You got the Tigers at what, plus 150? Is that
yeah.
what it is?
Yeah. Plus odds?
No, Rico, the real answer is, first, you have to be a degenerate gambler like these two.
But we're not. I don't bet that much money.
But, David, you may want to be quiet because you share some stuff in the break of that you bet on.
It was live sports. Don't we love live sports?
At least
when it's
it was
on?
Here.
Unless it's baseball.
At least it was here in America. What did you bet, David?
I bet on the African Basketball League.
That you had to stream on your phone.
That's the NBA, isn't it? No, just kidding.
But Roberto see that fall asleep? Yeah, no response.
Right. Roberto's not paying attention.
Yeah, is he here?
He's buying a Kiss album online.
Oh, he's shaking his head. He heard it.
Trying to buy a Black Sabbath record right here. But no, there's nothing wrong with betting spring training baseball. We knew the lineup of the pitchers. We knew Strider was going, and then Charlie Morton was making his training debut.
What did you bet?
The Tigers.
No,
plus 150.
The whole game.
Yeah, the whole game.
Not even the first five innings.
No, because Strider only went three. No, he went four. I'm sorry. But Morton, I mean, it's his spring training debut. We can get to that guy.
You got try-hard guys coming up.
That's the Tigers roster, okay? So somebody's going to perform with that old English D on their head. Okay. I got faith. There's nothing wrong with it. Tony was telling me that I should have bet American versus Army last week.
Yeah, they covered that one.
See? What's worse, betting American versus Army?
Yeah, spring training. Nobody wants to be out there.
These stars
are just like, yeah, I'm going to go and get my one at bat, try not to pull anything.
Maybe three.
And I'm in the dugout.
Kerry Carpenter's making his debut at spring training. We're looking to go a little Oppo Yard there, man.
Okay. Tigers have four hits to the Braves, three hits.
That's right. And
it was scoreless going in the middle of the fifth.
We're looking good, man. Wilmer Flores is in for the Tigers. He's throwing straight gas, 99 left and right. Kreidler, we might have some things to discuss.
So you
with
really,
him.
You, hey, well, let's.
You got an error, right?
So you two just, let's bet on this game.
Yeah, we support the squad, man.
Okay.
I would do it every game if I could, but some books don't offer it.
Wow. It's a reason. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts, and we're about to jump to the phone lines.
My buddy and I ran the city T-ball program, and we used to bet a dime if the batter would get a hit or not. Okay. Someone says, Liga MX over unders, sitting in my living room at midnight yelling at the ref for adding 9 extra minutes.
Oh, that's,
what have
that's,
I become?
That's soccer, yes.
Mm-hmm. ITH Doha, it's a tennis tournament with a bunch of no-names. Put $10 on a big underdog, won a bunch of money, Ben, in Canton. Someone says, my brother is the biggest degenerate I know. He once bet on Chinese basketball at 9:30 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Andrew in Ann Arbor said, I frequently bet on Pakistani Cricket League. Not the most proud of this.
Hopefully
you
win.
If you know the genre, so to speak, if you know the league, the sport really well, you probably could make a lot of money.
You can, which is why. Stoney, this was...
The women's hoops years ago, if you knew it.
Stoney, it was Caitlin Clark was lighting it up for Iowa, and I'm like, she scores a ton of points, so I would always take Iowa to win and the over for her in points in a nice little parlay, and I get made fun of, and I'm like, guys, it works. And then I would also take that with UConn basketball with Paige Buckets when she was good before she got hurt, and you would make money off of that. But Pakistani, I'm...
What about the Women's Ice Hockey League? Can you bet on that yet?
I'm sure
the
not
PWHL,
yet.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, not yet. Okay. But let me read this one to make Chuck feel better that texted you. Had about 6 different bets during the 2020 election, betting on which parties would win different states. Still feels disgusting to this day. So
yeah, you know, the Oscars won, though. And a lot of books, like in Vegas, you can't bet them because there's always the possibility of somebody from Price Waterhouse looking at the envelope and then putting a lot of money on it. So. That's why that's all like offshore. I don't even think you could do it on. Can you on FanDuel or DraftKings? I don't know.
I don't know where. 248-539-9797. Gerald, you're leading us off. You're on 97.1.
Well, especially baseball because I can't. You guys, I've got my money lines going on already. I love betting. It's for me. I'm almost 60 years old. I'll be 60 in July. So. For me, it's just fun to, just to try to, see what's going to happen. I maybe $1 or $2 every, a night on, a parlay of who's going to be on the money line or something like that. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, these guys that throw these these huge money, you know, there's money out and bet all this money that of course they're going to lose, but it's just for the fun of it. That's what I do it for.
Gerald, it's spring training baseball, and you had to hear these two as they're sitting there talking. You would have thought it was game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, you know, but that's the thing. I don't know. That's silly to me, you know, because I just do it for just kind of,
do you bet preseason football and exhibition hockey and exhibition basketball as well?
Tennis. That's the thing. If you bet tennis, I tell you, if you have that, sometimes you have a tennis parlay, you can really, I had one time I hit tennis and I had this, and you know, what do I care who wins or loses? If you have this, you know, if they're like 900 under, you know, you'd have to go with what Las Vegas is saying with the odds, but that's the thing. So you have to be smart when you bet too. So, you know, it's a hobby for me. That's the thing.
I appreciate the phone call, Gerald.
Wouldn't being smart not betting on spring training baseball?
No. See, I think what he's saying is that's like the play money. You just.
Yeah.
That's not going to cost you anything. You got to throw a couple dollars on there.
Instead of going to the movies, he's betting on spring training baseball. Games.
It was just watching the interaction between Evan and Kenny that was just so funny. But I mean, we've all had that. I had a parlay that. It was so disappointing how I lost it. It was the MSU Illinois game, and everything had hit. And all I needed was Tyson Walker to get over 20 points. Tyson Walker gets fouled. He's at 19. He gets fouled. Two shots, 30 seconds left. Shoots like 85% from the free throw line. Just need him to make one. Bricks the first one. Guy next to me like, no, he's got this one. Bricks the second one. Are you serious?
That's why they call it gambling, Rico.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. What is the thing that you gamble on? You know what? You do it, and you're just maybe not that proud. Kenny and Evan are spring training baseball. David is African basketball leagues that he watches on his phone. I placed money on Caitlin Clark before anybody knew who the heck Caitlin Clark was. What is it for you?
I was betting on the UConn Lady Huskies back in, I don't know, 2003 or something like that.
So, your phone calls, your ticket tax next, 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go straight to the phone lines. Paul, you're on 97.1.
So my friends bet on how long my marriage would last, and also the under hit.
What was the over under? No. What was it?
I do not know, but it didn't. It definitely hit.
Was it at least a year?
I think a year and 10 days, I think it was.
Come on, are they really friends if they're betting on this? Come on.
Because they knew.
They're my best friends.
Yeah. Did they try to talk you out of it first, though?
Yes.
Okay. So then they're definitely good friends.
This is on you, Vin, yeah.
So here's the deal. By the way, here's a way you can make some money. You marry a rich girl, and you somehow figure out that there's no prenup, and then you know that there's going to be wagering going on, and you bet the under. And then, you know, the under happens, you get divorced, and you get half the herb.
What is going on?
Or,
yeah,
you go get a job.
Well, you can do both. You can do both.
That's a lot of work, man. You can do both. Oh, man. You know, it's, I think we've all had that that friend that we thought, yeah, this isn't going to work.
I know.
This is why now, if I don't think it's going to work, you'll get a first anniversary gift from me. I've been burned too many times on gifts that you don't get back.
Right.
So if I'm not really feeling this marriage, when you make it 1 year, that's when you get your gift from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. 248-539-9797. Corey, you're on 97.1.
What up, though, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, now y'all want to talk degenerates. How about I am a total wrestling geek, and every single pay-per-view, I bet on the pay-per-views, particularly the Royal Rumble, which just happened about a week ago. You bet on things like who's coming out first, who's going to win the Rumble, who's going to be the surprise person that's going to come out. Now, imagine trying to figure that crap out with wrestling.
Okay, but Corey, here's the thing with wrestling. There actually is a script. So if you can find or somebody can find out the script, then you can make a lot of money.
You know, isn't wrestling, yeah, we kind of know what's going to happen.
See, yes. But see, that's the thing. You kind of don't, because they have gotten so good with it. They make sure that they always throw a monkey wrench in there. Like, prime example, there was a wrestler that was there probably about 4 years ago. I bet that they were going to show him coming into the Royal Rumble. And sure enough, they did debut him on the Rumble. A lot of times they do that, and sometimes they'll hold people back just because they think us total geeks are going to follow as much as we can. Because back in the day, wrestling used to be a big secret. Now they kind of tell you stuff on social media.
That's why I don't understand betting on it. But thanks for the call, Corey. By the way, Rico.
Kenny is hoping for The Rock to show up.
Well, I was going to say, is there any coincidence that the two biggest wrestling fans we have are Kevin and Kenny and Evan?
Yeah.
The degenerates.
We'll just call you Kevin from here on out.
No, I can give you degenerate. Let me read you this text. This is from Rob.
Oh, I thought it was from Dan Leach.
Nope. Well.
He said degenerate. Gambling, yeah.
Tony and Rico, my daughter plays eighth grade basketball.
Oh, boy.
Myself and several parents build SGPs every game. Specific kid points, rebounds. We text our bets to each other before tip-off.
So a single game parlay.
On an eighth grade basketball game.
So you're probably yelling at the coach, you know, get her the ball. I want to cover.
Yeah, I guess you do. If you put the money down, wow, that's something. Yeah.
I done heard it all. Coin flips and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade basketball. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dean, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man.
So degenerate gambler. My son played soccer last year. He's 7 years old. His team was an absolute powerhouse. They were practicing twice a week, and they went undefeated through the whole season. And it was getting to the point where probably about the third game, they played like 15 games. I was talking to the other parents on the other team, and we were just, you know, a little $5 here, $5 there. And it was, you know, it was turning into a joke. It was like a created team. And, you know, like my son's team is scoring 15 goals a game compared to the other team was like 2 goals. My son was just playing defense. He was running kids down. The kid on the team, like the coach's son, was scoring, no lie, probably 8 or 10 goals a game. The only time the other team would score is if my son and the other kid was off the, you know, for the little break there. It was out of hand.
Was your son really 13 playing against 7 year olds? What are we?
Is this this some Danny Amante stuff?
Yeah.
No, my son, he's 4'8" and he's 7 years old. And
is his last name Jansen?
No.
We're bald.
He's a big boy. He and he's like, he was aggressive about it. He was running at kids, like, you know, full speed, head on, screaming at them, you know, it's my ball, as he's kicking the ball out of bounds on these kids. And these kids are terrified of him.
Right. Cause if I'm the other kid, I'll be like, yes, it is, sir. It's yours. Yeah. I'm good.
Do you ever take your birth certificate everywhere? His birth certificate?
Yeah, wait. It was pretty much that picture of Andy Reid playing tyke football.
Oh, yes. The pass.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. I appreciate the phone
call. Hey, Kenny, let me ask you this question. Do you know the answer to this? Because in spring training games, after nine innings, they usually won't play extra innings even if it's tied. So you just, is it a complete push?
I have no idea how that works. Okay. I have no clue. So. We might be approaching that territory at 0-0, bottom six.
Yes, I know.
Oh man, 248-539-9797. We'll get into some other things. I saw this in pre-show and just wanted to bring it up because I knew these two weren't the only ones. We've all done it before, but they were just outright rooting for spring training baseball. And the conversations they were having that I don't even think they realized they were saying to each other and cheering every pitch and every hit. You thought it was game seven the way they reacted. So yeah, just wanted to know if it was anybody else out there that same way. Plus, we got some other things.
Bad news for you, Kenny.
Uh-oh.
Joey Wentz has taken the hill for the Tigers.
I just saw that.
As soon as you said, uh-oh, he said, oh, no, Wentz. Yeah, it's over.
So I don't think it's going to be a tie. So, yeah, we're going to talk about some NFL draft stuff because the draft is coming to Detroit. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. We're also going to talk about some Caitlin Clark types of things as well. But just wanted to hit upon that. David, any more ticket texts before we move on?
Yeah, I'm an assistant high school wrestling coach. Myself and other coaches bet $5 matches on Saturday tournaments. Sometimes I walk away with over $100.
Woo. So I wonder, is this like NIL early stages? Do you have to pay the kids off? Like the guy with the 5 foot son that at seven. I got to think you're probably paying off your son, or at least we're stopping at McDonald's after the game, right? Oh yeah. Daddy's got enough to cover that.
You would think so. Mm-hmm. You would think so. Paul and Pinkney says Russian ping pong. One time I bet it $10 buy on the guy with the cooler name. I did win, he says.
What's a cool name in Russia?
I don't know. I was wondering that myself.
That's like horse racing.
Cut your balls off? I mean, come on. I mean, there's Kuznetsov. Don't worry. I'm not here again until Friday.
I'm going to read this one, please. I'm going to try to. A friend and I got hot betting Little League World Series last year. Ooh. Won like $10,000.
Whoa.
Wow.
Curacao.
Okay.
One of those teams.
And then one more here. When apps were new and golf was new at the Olympics, I was live betting golf scores at 1 a.m.
Golf is fun to bet because you take 10 guys. I mean, the odds are really good if you pick the winner.
That's
not necessarily a long shot either.
That's an Evan thing.
Yeah.
Now, Evan has gotten me into golf bets like he's gotten Kenny into that. Golf bets with Evan, crazy bets with Mike because Mike, no, this team, like Mike, seriously. No, I've seen him play. You know what? Just take the money, Mike.
We have a hockey bet tonight. The New Jersey Devils, first game with a new coach. And in the NHL, for some reason, new coach's first game, the team usually wins. So far this season, there's been three, I believe, the Kings, the Minnesota Wild, and I forget who else fired their coach earlier this year, and they all won the next game. So look at the New Jersey Devils playing the great Florida Panthers tonight, but playing a back-to-back.
And we'll also keep you updated because today is tag day in the NFL, so anything that happens, we'll let you know as it goes down. Speaking of NFL, a little football next, 97.1.
Yeah, before we get to some of the other news, let me give you an update. We are a little bit over an hour away from the tag deadline here. So let me give you the update. We have so far tagged as Higgins, T. Higgins, Legarius Sneed, Brian Burns, Justin Umbuke, never pronounced the name right, the Baltimore defensive tackle, Antoine Whitfield, and Jalen Johnson, and the reports say Saquon, Christian Wilkins will not be tagged. I guess there's no surprises there, really.
And what? So, and Duggar got the transaction tag.
Transition tag. Yes. But there is a little bit of breaking news here regarding the Seattle Seahawks. We understand they have a brand new coach. Mike McDonald is their coach, which means a different defense they've run before. So they've decided to release both Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs.
That's both two of their safeties.
Both their safeties, saving $27.5 million. Does that surprise you, though, with a new defense, new coach coming in?
I'm surprised that they would get rid of both of them.
Yeah,
it does save them a you-know-what load of money. Obviously, Adams is the bigger name nationally around here. Look, with Tracy Walker gone, depending on the money, I'd have no problem with Quandre Diggs coming here. He was never here under the new administration, but he would fit this culture a lot.
Yeah, it tells me Seattle's going to go young. They're going to hit the draft heavy. They're drafting starters, not just guys to come in and back up. Yeah, they're hitting the reset button out there. So it's going to be interesting to see because, I would have gotten rid of one, not both.
Yeah, probably keep Diggs because Adams would have been the most money there you could save there. So yesterday, we did a mock draft. And in the mock draft, it had J.J. McCarthy getting drafted number four, a trade up for the Giants. Well, we might understand why. There's a report here, and Rich Eisen continued the report, but there's a report here that the Giants are having buyer's remorse on Daniel Jones.
Oh, gee, a little late.
They know they're stuck for another year, but they are having buyer's remorse, basically saying, yeah, he ain't it. And Rich Eisen went on to say on his show that the team is regretting the $160 million they gave to him, and they are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Not only that, I think they're done with Saquon. You're about to see the Giants seriously hit the reset button. Somebody's going to be like this because he's not going to be happy. But at least they admit now we've made mistakes. We're not going to pay these high price tags. We're going to go young. I do think they're going to try to move up in the draft. But, yeah, between that and Daniel Jones' contract that you knew back then, this was a bad deal. He wasn't that good.
I think they go for, like, a bridge quarterback before they would even draft J.J. and then take, if he's still there, Neighbors from LSU. That way you can, if you're going to suck, the quarterback coming out next year, maybe better than J.J. McCarthy.
See, I don't know, because you're sitting right there, what are they, six?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like one of those, are you ever going to be this bad again? Because think about it. In order to be drafting that high,
right,
you're throwing the entire season away again, and you're telling your fan base, be patient. We're going to serve you hot garbage one more year. I think they're just going to go for it, try to move up to that fourth pick. I'm thinking that they probably go with the Arizona pick, and that's maybe where they go after J.J. and move up two spots to four. It'll cost them another number one, but J.J. better be worth it.
See, if I'm them, if I'm moving up to four, I'm taking Marvin Harrison before I'm taking J.J., but that's just me.
Yeah, get yourself that wide receiver. Someone who's probably a you don't like to say lock, but he's pretty much a lock.
Yes.
So let's get here to a little 49ers news for you, Rico. One, I think you might agree with, because you also said here that you don't want to pay Amon-Ra St. Brown, but Brandon Ayuk is a trade candidate, according to ESPN's Dan Graziano, because Ayuk is currently, he's set to play on $14 million option this year, but he wants way more than that. He wants to be one of the highest paid wide receivers. And then this news for you. We all saw that Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, received a $5 million raise pretty much. He's getting $5 or $6 million a year to be the DC in KC. Mm-hmm. Well, here's why. The Niners explored the possibility of hiring Steve Spagnuolo for their defensive coordinator position after the Super Bowl loss. Thoughts on both of those?
Yeah, David, I knew that was going to happen. I mean, it was almost 24 hours after the Super Bowl, and they really put out some serious feelers to see what's the best way to beat the Chiefs, take their defensive coordinator. And that, the Chiefs got wind of that and said, nope, we're going to lock that up. The Brandon Ayuk thing, I don't like paying wide receivers that much. I think that wide receiver is a position that every year there's going to be a young guy who could do the same thing that this guy is doing. And I know we get caught up on names, but nah, if Ayuk tries to break the bank, you got to let him go because he's, to me, he's not a one of one.
Well, guys, speaking of wide receivers getting paid, I think this guy's about to break the bank. Reports say that the Patriots wanted to land Evans, the wide receiver for the Buccaneers. Of course, he's going back to the Bucs. Calvin Ridley will be their next target. It says a report here, according to the Boston Globe, they were going to regret maybe paying Calvin Johnson top dollar. Calvin Ridley top dollar.
Yeah, I think he's a good player, but I wouldn't pay him top dollar. Not at all.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't bet on him doing it either.
No, because like I said, he receivers, and they have a shelf life, and when they start going down, now you're good as a two or a three, but I think Ridley's days is being that one, those are over.
And let's close it out with this, because the NFL Combine just finished over the weekend, and we all know what happens. There's talk everywhere about teams, about players, and about the league. And something that came out is the 18-game schedule. A Pro Football Talk was talking to the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and they talked about moving the trade deadline a week. And then he says, no, we'll probably move it 2 weeks because we're probably one day going to get to 18 games.
There's no doubt that's happening. Yeah. Not a doubt in the world.
Because 17 is a weird number. So, yeah, it's uneven. Yeah, I'm with you, Stoney. You know that this is going to be inevitable. It's like certain things, like the college football playoffs.
Yes.
Eventually we'll hit 16 instead of 14. Now, here's what I don't understand. Why is it still a 53-man roster? If you're playing extra games, it seems like you should at least expand the roster to 60 players.
Of course. First of all, it gives you a chance in case there are injuries, number one. But no, they're not going to do that because the NFL, they don't make enough money. You know what it would cost the NFL to add a few players to each team? Oh, my Lord.
Well, they are a struggling business.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable.
But well, yeah, I've never understood. Like, guys, you've expanded. Like, I blame the players' union for this.
Well,
because
that's the worst union in sports.
Because I got to think that, okay, we'll take this expansion, but that means that every team gets 7 extra jobs, which if I'm an older player, I'm excited for because that means maybe I stick around for an extra year or two getting one of those spots. Not a practice spot, but an actual spot because of injuries, you're playing longer games, you now have to travel over to the seas to play games. Yeah, this is a horrible union, but yes, to answer your question, David, it's going to hit 18 games. That's inevitable. I don't know what they're waiting on, but
well, yeah. Apparently to the story, it says they have to wait on maybe a new CBA, which is 2030, but I can imagine before then, they may talk to the players and say, look, let's do this in 4 years or 3 years or something like that.
They'll tell the players, hey, we're going to get you brand new training tables with your own personal chef. Really? I'm in. Let me sign. Here's some magic beans for you. Yeah, they're just not that smart.
And nothing happens. You're exactly right about that. And that is In Football Today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.